Whispers of Love by Rosie Harris. Read by Neris Hughes. Chapter 1. June 1914. A tall, slim figure in a light blue summer coat and matching blue straw cloche hat pulled down over her dark hair, Christabel Montgomery, her vivid blue eyes clouded with tears, stared unseeingly into the grey, turbulent waters of the Mersey. It was only a few weeks earlier that she had stood at the very same spot on the Liverpool quayside, waving goodbye to her fiancé, Philip Henderson, and now the cold, murky waters had claimed him for their own. It was all so unreal that it was unbelievable. She had been so excited planning their wedding. Her sister Lillian was to be her bridesmaid, her brother Lewis best man, and all her family and Philip's, as well as their friends, were to be there to celebrate the occasion. They'd waited so long to get married because her father had consistently refused to give his permission, and no matter how hard she'd pleaded with him, he'd refused to change his mind. He'd insisted that she must wait until she came of age in September. Even though she was the eldest daughter, her parents seemed to be reluctant for her to grow up. Much as she loved them both, she was tired of having to stay home to help her mother and of being treated the same as Lillian, who was almost 6 years younger than she was. "Getting married is not the answer," Mabel Montgomery had told her dryly when she said she was aching for independence and the chance to lead her own life. "And all you will be doing is changing one authority for another. You may be free from us, but once you are married, you will be expected to conform to your husband's wishes." That would be very different.